Welcome to the Plucky Haggis, 12th of November 2010. Writer back on track. Before this blog, I tried writing about other topics: financial investment, fiction, and biography, all works in progress. As many, I would like to get paid for writing, but know just how difficult it is to get noticed or published, let alone make a profession from it. For every individual who does make a living from it, there may be 10,000 or more clamouring for an opportunity. No wonder so many writing and publishing courses exist, to meet growing demand and dreamy optimism. For many writers, it probably supplements their commissions. Recently, I changed my username on the Writer's Workshop, the Word Cloud, where I first intended testing my writing ability. Unsurprisingly, from wannabe to the Plucky Haggis. The site, among many others, is a place where thousands of aspiring writers meet, exchange contributions and critique content, style, grammar, punctuation, spelling, and so on. Strangely, it was like saying I had arrived. Quite where is less certain, but wannabe blogging writer? I'm definitely not. Okay, I know there's a huge divide between writing a blog and the traditionally accepted published status, but we're so easily held back by self-doubt and our historic views of success. Some optimism balanced with a healthy pragmatism can't be a bad thing, surely. The Plucky Haggis username is now used for all sorts of countryside and nature-related accounts. Despite briefly intending to develop my writing skill and style within the Word Cloud community, I opted to follow a trend I've mastered since I was a boy: jumping in at the deep end. In blind belief, I'd swim. Not highly recommended, and I ought to have learned that when some kind soul saved my drowning skinny torso from a major swimming pool aged 8 or 9. Even though the Plucky Haggis brand isn't textbook appropriate for all I publish, it appears to have sufficient guts worthwhile refining further. Besides, it ranks number one in a Google search. My post about discussion behaviour, reprinted on the Autumn Watch forum, took an interesting turn when I wrote a follow-up message on the thread. Imagine my surprise when asked if I was a professor of psychology and had I written any books on the subject. Goodness. Perhaps I should be writing more about people instead of wildlife and nature. Then another: the Plucky Haggis should be a writer. Maybe for a wildlife magazine or TV. Well, I never. Combined with your appreciative comments on my photography, among helpful correction, I'm greatly encouraged. Thanks to all at home and away. With this in mind, another new business idea is hatching, with intention to encompass both nature and people passions. If successful, I aim to deliver dual annotation with informative observation in a single medium, another blog initially. If something comes of it, be sure my Plucky followers will be first to hear about it. Last week I ate some garden strawberries, and this week gathered a bowl full of raspberries, not yet wilted by recent air frosts. I also enjoyed 100 starlings swirling around the garden, preparing to head south to their wintering roosts. I expect the BBC will share their hugely entertaining displays shortly. And I found this harvestman too, hiding in the pampas grass, and was cute enough to miss the frosting. News headline: new type of carrot grown on olive tree. Okay, it's a mock-up to capture light, but the corkscrew carrot wasn't. It grew this way of its own accord and tasted delicious, once I finally got my tongue around it. Sparrowhawk encounters continue. Hardly surprising with 40-odd house sparrows, 20 goldfinch, 10 collared doves, half a dozen dunnock, 4 blue tits, couple of coal tits, and a partridge in a pear tree. Ho ho ho! Actually, there was an iconic Christmas card rocking red robin in it. Back to the bird in hand, that hung around the garden investigating this and that for about 15 minutes. Sadly, the photos I took let me down somewhat. Ending this week certainly feels more like early winter than late autumn, but I'll leave you with one of my all-time favourite songs, Forever Autumn by Justin Hayward from War of the Worlds. Lyrics and pictures sum up core aspects of this melancholic time of year. Talking of leaves, it's a chore clearing them from path, drive and garden. Time to blow the Plucky Haggis.